Welcome to the April Palms and Paws Plus episode. I'm your co-host, Dr. Kevin McEvely, joined as always by the one and only Greta Rose. How are you doing?
Greta Rose is in the house with Dr. Kevin McEvely.
So this month is all about April Fools. I mean, it starts off day one, April. We can talk a little bit about the art of foolishness because dogs and cats do it the best. They are silly, they're foolhardy, they are always making us smile. And what better way to honor that silliness than with an April Fool's edition?
And it was such a nice follow-up to last month because, we were talking about March Madness and the art of play, but we're going to take it one step further because it's into the art of ridiculous. They make us laugh out loud, belly laugh like nothing else.
My family historically has been very excited. They plot for months in some cases. I don't answer my phone if it's a certain family member calling me on April Fool's because I know that they're going to get me. They're so good.
Ooh.
Is your family or friend group interested in I mean,
You know what? I'm just an easy target. I'm gullible as all get out. And I'm so habitual that it's too easy. It's too easy to get me. So, I'm very meticulous. I'm a Virgo. I'm a Virgo's Virgo's Virgo, and how my house is, everything is in order. And all you have to do is like move a spice out of order. And I'm just like, that's it. So, no, it's too easy.
that's an April Fool's.
I know.
Stay away from the spice rack, everybody.
I know. Now you know. Everyone's gonna like out to get Greta Rose.
Again, certain family members, I will just will not answer the phone because they're just too good. I
That's
know that they're gonna,
hilarious.
yeah, they're cooking right now as we speak.
Like,
They're
what's
just.
the best April Fool's joke ever played on you or that you played on somebody? What's a highlight?
I think my greatest one ever, I was friendly with the dean of my college and undergrad, and I had him call and leave a message for my dad saying that they hadn't received tuition payments in two quarters, and I hadn't attended any classes, and they were going to consider converting my status to inactive if they didn't hear from us. He had the best voice for this because this man was so pedantic and he just sounded so droll and bored on the message and just very matter of fact about my future and the jeopardy I was in. And my dad gets the message and he tries calling me a few times. I was unavailable. I was in class, you know, hence the prank kind of got even more hectic because he couldn't reach me. And after one phone call, I know he was like, okay, it's April 1st. But then after three, four phone calls, not being able to reach me and chat about it, I think I got him pretty good. But
You're
then the reverse
panic.
happened where I started getting messages from my stepmom saying, your father's at the bank right now. He's gonna be transferring additional money to your school. How could you do this? And that was them pranking me back. But at the end of it, I feel like it was a draw. We got each other pretty good.
My gosh.
That was a pretty good one.
I mean, I feel embarrassed now that like the level of prank on my end, it's very silly, lighthearted stuff like nailing slippers to the floor where you like get out of bed and then you like step into your slippers and just fall forward or
Whoa, that's a great one. Oh my
it.
gosh.
Yeah, Saran wrap over the toilet seat, that type of thing. Just old school
Okay.
stuff. I
If
want to make sure that everyone gets a chance to look at the hero video up at the top of the episode. You were telling me just before we started recording the funniest story about Ziggy the dog and the peanut butter.
Well, first of all, So stoked that we got Tristan Tales to join us. He calls himself a reformed prankster, but man, he's got such a prolific following and a history of well-executed pranks. For the video itself, we had not only Tristan Tales, but I was fortunate to borrow my aunt and uncle's dog Ziggy. And Ziggy had one job to do. He had to just thoroughly enjoy some peanut butter, which I've seen him do countless times. And so we shot this scene all about, a dog eating peanut butter. If you haven't seen it yet, go check it out. He grimaced and had this look of disgust when I offered him peanut butter, and we had already shot the scene. So we were just going to edit in him eating peanut butter and getting all excited about it. And he actually curled up his lips and looked like he was going to retch just at the smell of it. And I can't explain this. As a veterinarian, as a person who has seen this dog crush peanut butter many times, it was such a surprise. And so we all just looked at each other in disbelief. And thankfully, we were able to pivot to some cheese, and that changed the scene just like a tiny bit. We reshot it, but
He
holy
loves the
smokes,
cheese.
and maybe he was getting a little bit of stage fright. This was a huge production, as you know, a lot of
Huge pressure. Pressure.
huge huge pressure, and sometimes you just don't feel like peanut butter when you've got that kind of pressure on you. So, shout out to Ziggy for doing your best.
You did great, Ziggy. Way to crush the cheese. Okay, so today we need to attempt something very, very, very serious. I want to introduce a segment called Funny Not Funny. Are you
Love
game?
it. Yeah.
Okay, so there are some behaviors that we know dogs and cats do that make us laugh, that are absolutely ridiculous. And I want to know, is it okay for us to laugh as hard as we are, or is this maybe an opportunity for us to come get a visit with our primary care veterinarian? You
Okay,
ready?
I like this. Yes.
Okay. Number one, funny, not funny. A dog chasing its tail.
Okay, this is a really good one, and it could be either. I think if it's a cute little behavior that where they've discovered their tail and they're chasing after it and they're running in a circle, I've seen my last border collie do that, and it was absolutely hilarious, and he looked really proud of himself whenever he caught it, and when he didn't, he would just kind of collapse down, panting, and look at me like with his head cocked. If a dog's doing it because they're extremely anxious and they're actually catching their tail and they're ripping clumps of hair out, that's a problem. Or if they're super itchy, sometimes fleas will like to collect on the lower half of the body or on the tail itself. And so if they're doing it because they're itchy and uncomfortable, that's another concern. And usually you'll be able to tell the difference, because if you pet the lower half of their body and their leg starts thumping, or the skin is red or inflamed, definitely check things out with your vet. Or if your dog is showing other signs of anxiety or stereotypic behavior, definitely get them seen.
Ready? Number two. Funny,
That was
not funny.
that last one was not funny.
That was not funny at all. But I said, we're going to be very serious
Yes.
about funny. A cat absolutely launching itself across the house at 3 a.m. Funny, not funny.
Depends on how tired you are. I think this is another one where it depends. My cat, my three-legged little guy, certainly gets the zoomies in the middle of the night sometimes. And this is long standing and has always been part of his behavior. And it usually follows a bowel movement. If he has a bowel movement, then he will be so happy. He'll be
He
running
feels
all around.
great.
Feels amazing. And so, I would say it is funny, again, depending on your mood and how exhausted you are, if it is part of their normal behavior. If you have a cat that has never demonstrated this before and is suddenly showing a huge shift in behavior, that's where it's worth exploring a little bit further. and making sure that it's not secondary to a trigger for anxiety or something neurologic that's driving it.
Okay. One more. So we know, and this is like true for both dogs and cats, they can get into things. They get into shoes, yarn, string, toys. When is that funny and when is that not funny?
So I am super risk averse. I'm saying not funny. I had a dog yesterday that ate a pair of underpants.
Ugh.
And not only did I have to have the uncomfortable conversation with this owner and say, how much material was there?
Oh my goodness.
We also had to have the conversation of your dog ate these underpants this morning. It's now 4 in the afternoon, and we're beyond the place where we can induce vomiting to hopefully get these up. And so we have to hope that it passes. Otherwise, it could mean an emergency surgery. Cats playing with string, hair ties, rubber bands, tooth floss, same thing. Linear foreign bodies can be life-threatening. So it is not funny and should not be encouraged or permitted in our dogs and cats. We need to encourage them to play with things that are safe and things that are still going to stimulate them and give them enrichment. Be really mindful if you're concerned or have questions about it. Certainly check in with your vet. But yeah, we want to keep everybody out there safe. So, final ruling, not funny.
That makes a lot of sense. And, so a lot of what we laugh at is actually possibly a cat or a dog trying to tell us something. And I think it's important to always, a pet parent is not going to get everything right. It's about trying to be the best pet parent that we can be. Sometimes I get a bit anxious, when I learn something new from you and I'm just like, oh my gosh. When in my life have I done the quote unquote wrong thing or not or missed something? And it's just being willing to show up every day, do the best I can, learn from you, and also be a little ridiculous myself. So do your pets, I know you just have Link right now, but does Link ever think that you're ridiculous?
I think he's constantly perplexed. I'll be drinking from a glass of water and I'll look over and his eyes will just be as big as saucers and he's just looking at me. And then as soon as I set the glass down, if I step away, he's drinking from that glass. He's trying to, and so he's like waiting patiently for his turn. His tail's just swooshing back and forth.
Is that funny or not funny? That's funny.
It's funny when it's water. I'm not opposed to sharing a glass of water with my cat, but some dogs out there, I know where that mouth has been. Okay. Not interested. Okay. And yeah, times where it's not funny is when, I'm having cereal and I come back and Link is helping himself to my cereal.
Oh, yeah. I feel the same way about cereal, I'm gonna say. I can't help it.
Cereal's the best,
It
right?
is. It is.
All right. As we wrap up this podcast, we know that pets can be examples to us, not just how to enjoy life, but how to be a little silly sometimes as well. So if you have any pet selfies or videos demonstrating that silliness, please send it our way. We want to see it. And we'll be sure to share it on the next episode. And Greta Rose, thank you so much. It's been a blast as always.
As always, happy April Fools. Look around your shoulder, look behind you.
Yeah,
Don't
careful
answer the
answering the
phone.
phone.
You
All
know.
right. We
Happy
love you
April Fools.
guys. We'll see you next month.
See ya.